Phoneboy Speaks, episode 743, iFiles versus Transmit.
I was going to do a nice review of Transmit, and in fact, there's a text review that I've written that'll be in the show notes for this episode, but what I realized is that, while it's a very nice app, and for $10, it better be a nice app, that's like the limited time price for iFiles. I don't know if they'll actually make it go any higher than that, but they seems to imply they will. And it is a very nice app. I mean, it transfers files faster than anything that I've ever used, at least on my iPhone. And it has a very clever interface. It's a drag and drop interface. But again, for my own tech douchebag uses, it turns out the app that I've had for a long time called iFiles is actually a bit better. Primarily because with iFiles, it supports more things, which is great. So for example, like it'll let me upload stuff to Dropbox or Google Drive, or there's Picasa, Google Photos, and probably a bunch of other things, right, that are just there. It also supports random Amazon S3 compatible storage, and of course it supports regular S3 storage, and yeah, so it's a nice app, but the app was designed for like iPhone for iOS 6, so it doesn't look as fantastic, and also it doesn't leverage the share sheet the same way that Transmit does, which I use now to produce this podcast. I'll actually when I'm done creating the show notes file and editorial, I can then share it with Transmit, and Transmit will then prompt me where I want it to go on the server, whereas iFiles doesn't do that. And so it serves that one use case. But for most of what I'm doing, right, and yes, I do transfer files around, and as I say, Transmit's a very nice app. If I didn't have a file transfer app, maybe I would have it. But iFiles serves like 90% of my needs, and it's significantly cheaper. So, but it's a horses for courses thing. And I also there's also a very geeky detail that iFiles gives me that Transmit does not, and that is. And that is it tells me the exact number of bytes in a file, which I need to produce my podcast file. So again, horses for courses. I think the Transmit app is probably a little bit more elegant, but it has, for my tech douchebag use case, a little bit less functionality. That said, I'll probably use both because damn it, I paid $10 for it. So anyway, I have links to both of these apps for iPhones in the show notes, and you can if you have the need to transfer files back and forth between your iOS device and some server somewhere, give both of these a check out. I think iFiles is a better value for money. Transmit is definitely a much slicker looking app. So, you pay for better UI, I guess, and that does happen sometimes. For me, UI is great, but if it doesn't do the functions I need, then I'll take an app with crappier UI that does what I need. And so, yes, I'm using both, but I'm privileged enough to use both, and maybe you have a different opinion. I'm curious what you think.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.